I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. What's the halacha if someone on Rosh Hashanah afternoon thinks about it and he doesn't remember if he heard the shofar that day? It's not a very common situation. But let's say on Sukkos. Someone on Sukkos thinks about it and he doesn't remember if he shook lulav, if he shook lulav that day. Also, not too common, but What would be the halacha if someone's standing in front of the sink before a meal, before he wants to eat bread, he's holding the washing cup, and he doesn't remember, did he wash already? Or is he supposed to fill up the cup with water? These are all scenarios. There's a mitzvah he's supposed to perform, but the individual doesn't know, did he do the mitzvah yet or not? So the Mishnah Brura, in Simin Taf Kuf Pehe, quotes from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham makes a distinction. Depends whether it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah or the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Depends whether it's the first day of Sukkos or the rest of the days of Sukkos. Because the first day of Sukkos and the first day of Rosh Hashanah, blowing the shofar, taking the lulav, is a mitzvah de'oraisa, there's a chiv de'oraisa. And therefore, if you're in doubt, we would invoke the concept of safek de'oraisa l'chumra, and you would have to be stringent and make sure to hear the shofar again. Take the lulav and esrog again. However, if it's the rest of the other days of Sukkot, or it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah, where blowing shofar is only midrabanan, then we would say safek derabanan lekula, since it's only a chiyav midrabanan, you could be lenient, and you do not need to hear the shofar or shake the lulav. Similarly, when it comes to netilas yadayim as well, if you're in doubt whether you washed your hands already, you could be lenient, and you do not need to wash your hands, because the whole chiyav is only midrabanan, and you could be lenient. However, it's really, really not so simple. Based on the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara discusses Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that if you have a doubt about your Erev Tchumen, the food that you set out for your Erev Tchumen, if you're in doubt about that Erev, the Erev is still kosher. And the Gemara explains that not in all circumstances that so. There's a distinction. That's how the halacha is as well. And the way the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Tes, we make a distinction about whether you're in doubt as to whether the Erev that you placed is good or not, or whether you're in doubt whether you placed an Erev in the first place. If you don't know whether you placed an Erev in the first place, even though Erev Tchumen could only be Drabanan, still, we have to be Machmir. As opposed to a scenario in which you know that you placed it, you don't know if whether that which you placed was a good enough Erev, only then could you be lenient. And the Mishnah Melech explains what's the difference, because although we typically abide by these guidelines of safek derabanan lekula, when there's only a chiyuv derabanan or a mitzvah derabanan or is derabanan in scenarios of doubt, you could be lenient. That's only if you did the act. You don't know whether you performed it correctly. But if there's an act that you're supposed to perform and you don't know if you did it in the first place, then we wouldn't be lenient. And therefore, if you have a doubt whether you placed the Erev in the first place, we can't assume that you actually placed a good Erev. And therefore, the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredei and Simen Kuf Yud, at the end of the long famous Shach, which he goes through all the Klalim and Sveik Sveika, he points out that our Magen Avraham, when it comes to Shofar, when it comes to Lulav, is really a stira, is a contradiction to that Mishnah Lamelech. Because in the case of a Shofar, in the case of Lulav as well, there's a Chiyuv. There's a certain obligation, albeit on the second day, may only be rabbinic. But still, there was an obligation to blow the Shofar, and you don't know if you did the act of blowing the shofar in the first place. It's not that you blew a shofar, you don't know it was a kosher shofar. The Magen Avraham was lenient even in the case if you don't know if you blew a shofar in the first place. Therefore, the Pischei Tshuva points out that this Magen Avraham is really a contradiction to that Mishnah Lamelech, and in a sense, is really questionable based on the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Lamed Vav. Now, it's important to point out that the Achronim say that even though Safek Derabanan Lekula, even though based on the letter of the law you can be lenient and you're not required to shake the lulav again or to blow the shofar, it still is recommended that unless it's terribly inconvenient, to try to do so.